If you looked at it closely, you could see him paddling into that overwhelming darkness. An artist once drew a picture of a lake in the midst of a storm. The white crests of the wave were crashing into one another, and the biting wind was billowing in the dark of night. Yet, in that watery chaos, a solitary man in a small green fishing boat was rowing along. But he could see off in the distant, angry skies a small sparkle of a star glimmering above, lighting the path through the brutal storm. Underneath the picture was written these words: "If I lose that, I'm lost." Watchfulness can be associated with waiting for an indefinite amount of time and blankly staring off into the distance like a security guard. It can sound mundane and uninspiring. But if we saw watchfulness as an exercise of focus, an exercise of keeping the eyes of our heart focused not just on any star, but on the bright morning star, Jesus Christ, then we will find out how necessary watchfulness is in the storms of our life. But how can we be watchful? What does it mean to focus on Jesus Christ, the bright and morning star in our daily life? If we listen carefully, we will catch what Jesus means by watchfulness. He says, "Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives." Is Jesus talking about like our daily work he wants us to find us? What type of work is Jesus referring to? They say that when they discovered the ancient Roman town Pompeii, they were able to recreate the last moments of those citizens. That city was destroyed by a violent eruption in the first century, but it was later discovered about 1600 to 1700 years later. Much of it was preserved due to the lack of moisture and the lack of air. There were voids in the ashes where the humans were once covered by lava. And so the scientists actually poured liquid plaster to remodel the state of those citizens in their dying moments. I know it's really brutal, but keep following along with me. They found that some of them were hiding in vaults, presumably to get away from the lava. Others were in lofty chambers, but guess where they found the Roman sentinel? Standing at the city gate, where his captain had placed him, still clasping onto the weapon that was given to him. As the sky was filled with fire, as the earth roared with fury, there was the Roman sentinel standing at his post just as his captain had commanded him. This is the work that Jesus wants us to do. He says in the Gospel of John, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me, and to accomplish his work." The work which Jesus calls us to do is to do the will of the Father in every moment of our lives. Even when it seems like the flames of hell are raging about us, he's still calling us to hold onto our posts as Catholics and to do his will out of love. Although at the end of our lives, hopefully we won't be encased in lava, but at every moment of our life, will we be standing at our post? If my heart was encased in lava at a random point in the day, would it be directed toward God or toward another God? Some practical things to ensure that we are doing the will of God is to plan our day. Not just to plan it, but to plan it with Jesus. Sometimes it can be very specific if we have a lot of control of our time. Sometimes it can be very general. But the question we want to ask ourselves every morning is, "Lord, What is the best way I can give the greatest honor and glory to you today? Is it by fulfilling my vocation, by supporting my family and those in need? Is it by educating my children in the faith and in school? If I'm retired, are there different volunteering opportunities or educational opportunities? Your days may not look significantly different after employing this method, but the intention with which we live our daily lives will change. Whatever we are doing, we want to do it with the intention of fulfilling the will of God by working towards our sanctification through giving the greatest glory and honor to God at every moment of our life. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, who shows us what it means to do the will of the Father because he did it perfectly. If we keep our eyes on the bright morning star in the storms of our life, we will be found watchful and ready for our Master, because if I lose sight of him, I'm lost.